All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. It's Friday. Every Friday on the final segment of the show this time of year, we talk with Amber. Amber Killaway with the Fond du Lac Area United Way to get an update. People are still buzzing over last week's show where we talked about a program that I was going to say benefits from the United Way, depends on the United Way, a teen parent program. And Jenna was her name. Jenna. She was on the pro. What a wonderful young woman. And she has a bright future thanks to that program. Yeah. Very, very intelligent young woman.
So inspirational.
Yeah, exactly.
So inspirational. What a great example of what, you know, persevering through hard times, particularly as her son, you know, gets older, yeah. How proud he will be of his mother and how proud he should be now. But he's only four. So,
yeah, exactly. Hey, tell the listeners about the Parent Cafe.
Yeah. So parent cafes are, they're so much fun, Greg. They're a little hard to explain. So I'm going to do my best here in just a few minutes to kind of capture the essence. So we have partnered with the Family Resource Center, AdvoCap, Head Start, Family Connections. These are some of our agency partners. And a big thanks to the Fond du Lac Public Library for hosting us. And their space is just phenomenal. But Parent Cafes, essentially, Greg, brings parents, okay, caregivers, together around a specific topic. And in October, we started our first of three. We have a series of three, was taking care of yourself. And then in November, it's being a strong parent. So that is coming up on Monday, November 18th. So mark your calendars, please. You can also go out to the library's website and you can register. You just go to their calendar of events and you'll see it. If you hover over it, it'll give you the date and the time, which is 5:30 to 7:30. That's when all of these are. 5:30 to 7:30 on November 18th. So parent cafes essentially bring caregivers together around a topic. So being a strong parent. So they're around the resiliency factors and knowing that, honestly, to raise children, Greg, you are a parent. Mm-hmm. You have to be incredibly resilient. You have to be tough. You know, you have to be able to, take care of yourself because they say you're no good to anyone else unless you're taking care of yourself. And that's really true. And this basically allows you to be without your kiddos for 2 hours. You'll see here on the flyer, free childcare provided by Family Resource Center and their staff. A meal is served. So we sit down together at the beginning of the session with your kiddos. We want the kiddos to be fed. The caregivers who are going to be looking after the children have something to eat. Annie's Fountain City has graciously provided the meals and will for the next two sessions. And transportation is available. So really the goal is to reduce all barriers for families to get there. Okay. And it's at the library. So we figure a nice central location. And then after that, the kiddos go, they break away with the caregivers and we go into really the topic. And the goal is to kind of share ideas, no advice giving. That is kind of one of the biggest, the biggest rules. And really to just feel like you're safe in this space. You're able to connect. It's very confidential. So I'm not going to leave there and say, oh, I heard Greg was having a heck of a time, disciplining his child, So the point is really to be supportive,
right?
Reflective listening. There's actually like a therapeutic value in this. I was actually heading off to a family funeral the day after the October event. And I just felt a sense of almost relief after talking to these parents. And this is for moms and dads, caregivers, men and women. So it's not for a specific, age demographic. Heck, I have 8 and 11-year-old boys and I still found value in taking care of myself as that topic and that resiliency factor, because regardless of the age reg, how it goes, right? It might be not sleeping through the night to, okay, how do I, wrestle with this toddler to brush their teeth and to get potty trained? And then it's 8 and 11-year-old, we're kind of getting into the puberty age, and then it's driving and where they are at night and good grades. There's challenges regardless. So this is for any caregiver, regardless of your child's age.
All right. It's at the public library. Sometimes the most important thing is something we don't think about, and that is just being a good listener.
Absolutely. And that's what this is all about. Actually, there's this exercise where you sit for 2 minutes, Greg, and the person just talks for 2 minutes. You don't say anything as the listener. You are literally listening. And then you just kind of can shake your head, and then you exchange, spots, and you talk for 2 minutes and the person listens. I can't tell you how challenging that is for me, because I want to, give feedback or say, oh, I know what you mean. but it's a great exercise. And that's how we start the night. It's 1 hour then of talking. And the great thing is, if you're not from this community, or maybe you don't have a good natural support system, you know, for whatever reason, I'm not from here. I moved here, you know, had some friends and colleagues, but no family. What a great way to build your network.
All right. It is the Parent Cafe. The next Parent Cafe is November 18th, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Fond du Lac Public Library. Fond du Lac Area United Way Executive Director Amber Killaway. We'll see you next Friday.
Thanks, Craig.